Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 John chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. The Reverend Corey Rajak is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our text for today is from 1 John chapter 5. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who is born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the devil. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Founding Father Benjamin Franklin once quipped that in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. And while this may ring true for the realm of earthly life, the Apostle John reminds us that there are far greater certainties for those who belong to Christ. As John closes his first epistle, he does so with three powerful phrases. Three powerful phrases that pulse with assurance. Three times John says, "We know." In a world filled with confusion, compromise, and counterfeit truths, John offers his hearers confidence. Amid the shifting tides of uncertainty, John anchors us in what we truly know because of him in who we believe, Jesus Christ, the only true God and eternal life. Now, John begins our text with a pretty bold statement. He says, "We know that everyone who was born of God does not keep on sinning." Everyone who is born of God does not keep on sinning. Now, wait a minute. That's not me. I know my faults, at least I know most of them. I know what I confess every Sunday in church. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. I know that I am a sinner. Does this apply to me? We all know this is true. We all know our deep down dirty little secrets, the ones we like to hide from the rest of the world, the ones we like to hide from those we love the most. We know that we are sinners, every last one of us, whether it's snapping at our spouse, or saying a bad word about our coworker, or even doubting God's goodness. We constantly fall into the same temptations we promise we would resist. We are, as the confession states, poor, miserable sinners. And that's the point. We know that our flesh is weak, We know from Luther that in this life, even the redeemed wrestle with the remnants of the old Adam. Even the redeemed fall into sin. But we don't remain there. We may stumble around in the dark, but we don't stay in the dark, because the light of the world has come. He has come. He has come to pull us out of the muck and the mire our sin has caused. He has come to set us on a new path, a path that leads to Him. A path that leads to eternal life. And that is what separates the redeemed from the rest of the world. The Holy Spirit has called us out of darkness. And that's John's point. When he says that the world does not wrestle in sin, rather it rests in sin. We know that we are from God, John writes, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. You see, the world isn't neutral when it comes to sin. No, our world is spiritually asleep in the devil's lap. Even our own Adam would like nothing more than for us to rest there. But God, working through the means He has promised, pulls us out of that life, and He separates us from the world even while we live in this world. The world says, follow your heart. But the Word of God says, out of the heart comes forth evil things. The world says, you do you. But the Word of God says, do unto others. The world says truth is relative, but the Word of God says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's why John draws this contrast. He says, but he who is born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. Here, John shifts the focus. Our security does not come from what we do, but from what Jesus has done. Our safety is not found in our sinlessness, but in our Savior's steadfastness. You see, Christ protects, Christ preserves, Christ prevents the evil one from prevailing over us. This is the confidence of the redeemed. This is the confidence of the baptized. When you were baptized, you were not merely washed with water. You were wrapped in Christ's victory. As a small catechism says, baptism works the forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. That means that our own weak flesh, the world, and yes, even the devil can hiss, but they cannot hold you. They can tempt, but they cannot touch you. They can bellow, but you are not beholden to them. You see, we belong to another. We are claimed by the one who was born of God, the Son who was given, the Savior who was slain and rose again for you. And that's why we can say with all confidence, we know. We know that our Redeemer lives. We know that His blood speaks a better word than our guilt. We know that His righteousness covers every accusation and every assault that the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh can hurl at us. The Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true, John writes. And that's the beautiful irony. We who once lived in lies now live in truth. We who were once blind in sin now live to see. We who were once dead in our trespasses are now raised to life in Christ. Article 4 of the Augsburg Confession states it best. It says, men cannot be justified before God by their own strength, merits, or works, but are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith, which God imputes for righteousness in His sight. That is what we know. Not by human sight, but by faith alone. Not by human logic, but by grace alone. Not by the words of man, but by Scripture alone. Not by our doing, but by Christ alone. John ends his epistle with this magnificent confession. He says, we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. I don't want any of us to miss that last phrase, because it is the apostle's exclamation point to his epistle. Jesus Christ, He is the true God and eternal life. You see, the world says, we think. The philosophers say, we suppose. The skeptics say, we wonder. But the church, those redeemed by Christ, the church, in faith says, we know. We know. This reminds me of my days back in seminary. I took a class with Dr. Norman Nagel, and he used to tell us in class, where doubt is, the gospel is not. Where doubt is, the gospel is not. His point is John's point in our text. The gospel is true. The gospel is real. The gospel is certainty. It cannot reside with doubt. Therefore, we can say with all confidence, we know, because Christ is not a myth, but the Messiah. We know because faith is not a feeling, but a fact grounded in God's promises. We know because forgiveness is not some future fantasy, but a present reality through the promises of God. So what does this mean? John's repeated "we know" phrase is not evidence of his arrogance. Rather, it is evidence of his assurance. His repeated "we know" is not spiritual pride. Rather, it is gospel peace. In a world where everything seems to be shifting, the Redeemer stands secure. Our confidence is in what is given and shed and poured out and proclaimed. And we can be confident in these because we know Him who has given them. We know him who promises to work through these things. We know him who promises his presence in these things. And where Christ is, there is no condemnation. There is no devil. There is no death, but sheer grace and righteousness and life. That's the certainty we, as redeemed children, live in every day of our lives. In his last words, John doesn't leave us with speculation. Rather, he leaves us with certainty. He doesn't leave us guessing. Rather, he leaves us grounded. He doesn't end in fear, but he ends in faith. And so do we. We end in faith because we know. It is true, none of us has it all figured out, but we trust in the one who does. We trust in the one who is faithful unto death, that we might have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is our confidence. Jesus Christ is our certainty. Jesus Christ is our we know. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.